James Comer, Treasury has several dozen more suspicious activity reports on Biden's. By Wendell Hasebo on July 31, 2023. President Joe Biden's Treasury Department has another several dozen suspicious activity reports, SARs, that relate to the Biden's, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, revealed. Last week, Comer revealed the Biden family business caused six banks to flag more than 170 large amounts of money in SARs to the Treasury for review, 20 more than previously known. SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud, according to a 2020 Senate report. Speaking Sunday on Fox News, Comer said there are another several dozen SARs that were filed on individuals that could provide more wire transactions to the Bidens. In March, Comer obtained a cache of SARs on Biden associate Rob Walker, which revealed he received a $3 million wire transfer from SK China Energy Company in 2017. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Comer also revealed in May that over the course of several years, the Biden family business received more than $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China. There is another several dozen suspicious activity reports that were filed about other people, but Biden family members were the subject of those, Comer said. Meaning they were involved in some type of transaction involved with a major wire that had been flagged by a bank. That's what happens when you are engaged in money laundering, he added. Comer said he requested to review those several dozen SARs after learning more information about the Biden's web of bank transfers. We've learned new information since we went in there, Treasury, the first time. We requested a limited number of suspicious activity reports. Those were all involving the Biden family, Comer said. Now we've learned of some other deals and other transactions with other entities and other people that we believe the Bidens may be subject to those transactions to those suspicious activity reports as well. Comer, a former bank board member of 10 years, told The Verdict with Ted Cruz podcast last week that from his experience just two SARs would make it difficult for an average citizen to open a bank account. SARs occur very seldom, Comer said. Overall, Comer believes the Biden family opened more than 20 shell companies to hide payments and launder money. When you set up a bunch of shell companies for the sole purpose to launder money, that is called racketeering, he said. Related, GOP Rep. Comer, Joe Biden changed the rules to prevent Congress from viewing suspicious activity reports. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.